All right, it's 849. Need you to be caller number 9 at 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR. You get a pair of tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra in concert, 7:30 on December 27th. WJR welcomes Trans-Siberian Orchestra back to Little Caesars Arena for two shows that Saturday, December 27th, 3 o'clock and 7:30. These tickets are for that 7:30 show. They're a rock powerhouse. Legendary show, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO and More, featuring a second set of hits and fan favorites, including a 25th anniversary salute to Beethoven's Last Night. If you text GHOST, get you an opportunity for a bonus chance to win. Text GHOST to 800-859-0957. Official contest rules are at WJR.com. Tickets are also on sale starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. So that's going to be a really fun show. Meanwhile, the reading of the names is underway in New York City. The ringing of the bell. We eclipsed that first time when the first plane went into the World Trade Center at 8:46:50, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. 8:46:40, excuse me. And that started the chain reaction of was this an accident? And then at 9:03, when that second plane went in, it became pretty clear that there was an attack underway, and law enforcement all over the country mobilized, including here in Michigan. Sheriff Michael Bouchard sent assets from the Oakland County Sheriff's Office to New York to assist, and the sheriff joins us this morning. Mike, it's good to have you back. First of all, before we get into 9/11, your thoughts on what happened yesterday in Utah with Charlie Kirk?
Horrific.
Yeah.
Terrible. You know, when we have situations where people can no longer speak their mind freely and debate openly, regardless of where you are on the political spectrum, and are then subject to violence like this, assassination like this, it's unacceptable. People have to tone down their rhetoric, and they have to be held accountable when they commit a violent act, period.
Yeah, and then now it being 9/11, I'm sure you have vivid memories of that day as well.
100%. Yeah, I actually was working, and I remember when it started to get underway. As you said, initially, you know, we weren't sure. We kind of sure. The public was, you know, was this a small plane? I mean, it's pretty difficult to imagine it's an accident for a plane to fly into the Twin Tower on a beautiful, clear day. So we already were a little bit communicating around the country. I was talking to some of the leadership in law enforcement, and when the second plane hit, we all kind of scrambled into high gear. I immediately set out our assets because we didn't know the extent of what this was going to be or do. So we put Oakland County on high alert, and we moved to 12-hour shifts and moved to protect critical infrastructure and buildings around the county. And then immediately after we got all of that in place, then I received a phone call from New York asking for help. And so we pivoted to put together a relief convoy that left around midnight on 9/11. And I and a team from Oakland County went to Ground Zero to help.
And, you know, Sheriff, many people forget that the first responders didn't just respond, you know, on the day itself. They stayed at Ground Zero for weeks and months. And so that kind of says something about the long-term sacrifice, you know, about their role in times of crisis.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it was very much an active crime scene. You know, I remember on one of the days we worked with the FBI, trying to go into partially destroyed buildings to look for the potential of finding the black box, if there was any remnants of it or components of it. And we actually went into condemned buildings to try to see if any debris after it hit the tower may have been located in nearby buildings that, you know, ultimately were also destroyed, but were partially destroyed from the crashes. So, and, you know, initially our work there was to help on the pile to look for survivors. And obviously that never came to fruition, and it pivoted to recovery. So very, very tragic. And a lot of the folks that worked there for days upon days, you know, we were there just over a week or so, our team, But there were people that were there working on that pile, and there was so much asbestos and other kinds of fragmentation, airborne fragmentation and pollution from the buildings collapsing that, you know, so many people that worked there got cancer. We have two on our team that had some kind of cancers that show some attribution for being on that site.
You, like journalists, are supposed to not have emotions and keep that under wraps while you're covering something. What do you remember from that day? I'm sure you had some emotions.
Oh, there were immense emotions, and it's still with us. You know, the sights and the sounds, and the thing you can never portray through television is the smells. They stick with you. They'll be with us and everybody that was there forever. And the emotions are overwhelming because you're imagining the literal thousands of people that perished there, and you're hoping upon hope that maybe you can find one alive, and ultimately we didn't. But yeah, super emotional. I remember going through one of the buildings that had, again, been partially struck when we were looking for that black box. And imagine, if you will, going, you know, through a not an elevator, but a staircase, you know, and all the power's out, so it's very dark. So every time you go into the stairwell, you've got to have a flashlight or it's completely dark. And I remember coming out on one of the floors, about eight floors up, and as I walked towards the edge, it's almost like somebody had taken a butter knife and cut part of the building off. And so it was just open to the ground below. And right next to that edge was a cubicle part that was still there, and sitting on that desk was a purse. And it's still vivid to me to this day. I remember thinking how important a purse is to a woman.
Certainly.
And what happened to that woman? Where is she? Did she make it out? Right. Was she too close to that edge when it got hit? And all of those kinds of things just kind of flood through your mind.
Yeah, all of those little reminders
of it.
And I say we watch it on TV, but being in the middle of it, I have to imagine, is a whole other thing. Sheriff, thank you so much. Really appreciate the remembrance of this day. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Yeah, well, that's going to do it for us. Kevin Dietz and All Talk coming your way next here on WJR.